Glory to God. The battle continues, and it will continue till the serpent's heads are cut off and the King of Glory steps on this earth. But in the meantime, he's going to release his glory through the body to kick more butt. Amen. In Matthew 6:31, would you read it, speak it with me? Do not fear. Okay, I better go to it first. Excuse me. Don't fear, okay? Hallelujah. Therefore, do not what? Worry. Same as fear, right? Saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things, the Gentiles or the heathen seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. Isn't it a wonderful thing? He knows that you need them. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Now, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And we've talked about this before, and how he comes to steal your identity, which is vitally important. But he's trying to steal everything else. If he can compromise your identity, he can compromise your righteousness. Now, we are in a time right now where we've got to hold on to righteousness. Holding on to righteousness. Things, what is righteousness? Things that God approves of. Anything that's unrighteous is something that God doesn't approve of. And the only way that you and I know righteousness and unrighteousness is because we eat from the tree of righteousness. Or you wouldn't know it. You still know good and evil, the knowledge of good and evil, and wouldn't understand truly what righteousness is. Because many in the world do not know the things that God approves of or disapproves of. Everybody got it? Okay, you can go home. So we are battling now in the fight, not only to maintain position, but holding on to righteousness. The purpose of righteousness. What is righteousness? Things that God approves of. Things that he doesn't approve of is considered unrighteous. Everybody with me? Good. So if we're holding on to all things that are approved by God, that means we've got to be letting go of all the things that he disapproves of. Amen. One of the things that's a fruit of righteousness is truth. Truth. Without truth, you can't have righteousness, right? In Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 1, holding on to righteousness. Proverbs 2:1. Hallelujah. See, the world only knows good and evil. They don't know righteousness. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver, search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the paths of justice. He preserves the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity, and every good path. Understanding righteousness will take wisdom and discernment. Proverbs 11:1. See, the enemy always loves to come and try and exchange things. He tries to compromise things to be exchanged. Proverbs 11:1. Holding on to righteousness. Hallelujah. Let's speak it. Dishonest scales are an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. When pride comes, then comes shame, but with the humble is wisdom. The integrity of the upright will guide them, but the perversity of the unfaithful will destroy them. Riches do not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. The righteousness of the blameless will direct his way aright, but the wicked will fall by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright will deliver them, but the unfaithful will be what? Caught by their lust. Wow. When a wicked man dies, his expectations will perish, and the hope of the unjust perishes. The righteous is delivered from trouble, and it comes to the wicked instead. Now, did you hear that? It comes to the wicked instead. God will deliver the righteous from trouble, and that trouble is going to go to the wicked. The hypocrite with his mouth destroys his neighbor, but through knowledge, the righteous will be what? Delivered. When it goes well with the righteous, the city what? Rejoices. And when the wicked perish, there is jubilation. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. Where is that battle right now in all the cities, all the countries and nations? Why? Because they've been ruled by wickedness. It says here again, when the wicked rule, things are in chaos. And we've been watching wicked ruling in cities, just in this own country, and in states. And there's corruption there. Fraud is being exposed. These are wicked individuals that are servants of Satan, not servants of the Lord. Whether they proclaim Jesus or not, you will know them by their fruits of what? Righteousness. What they approve of. What they disapprove of. Why? They're exposing themselves by what they vote for, what they judge, what they interfere with, or what they promote. We must hold on to righteousness. We must vote on to righteousness. We must proclaim righteousness. No one enters the kingdom of God without righteousness. Justice and righteousness is the label in front of the throne. Nobody enters in without it. Amen? In Psalm 18, verse 20. So we see how God is truly exposing everything right now, isn't he? He's ripping the rooftops of everything off. Remember, God used to send out his armies to destroy the wicked. He's doing it right now. But the wicked are trying to protect the wicked. Amen? Verse 20, Psalm 18, let's speak it together. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness and according to the cleanness of my hands. He has recompensed me, for I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me. I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also blameless before him, and I kept myself from iniquity. Therefore, the Lord has recompensed me according to what? My righteousness. And according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. He rewards righteousness. See, he will reward your promotion and your true choices of the things that please him. He'll also reward the things that are displeasing him by exposure. Amen? He will reward those things that are exposed. Because we are the light of the world. We are the offspring of the Anointed One and His anointing. And until people really grab hold of who they are, we don't go around judging people. We judge their fruits. I'm a definite inspector. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'll inspect your fruit. I don't care who you are. We are all fruit inspectors. Not granolas, fruits. Amen? Yeah. God rewards the righteous. Psalm 34, verse 15. Psalm 34, 15. When a person begins to drift from righteousness, they begin to exchange it for good and evil. Why? Because they begin to exchange it for good, which becomes evil. So they begin to compromise. They become complacent. They become lazy. They no longer battle for what is righteous and what's pleasing God. They only battle for what's promoting themselves. They battle for themselves, what their needs are. The word says God will meet your need if you seek ye the kingdom of God and his what? Righteousness. He'll do far above all you could ever ask or think. He'll sustain you. He'll protect you. Even if you fall, you'll get up again. Even if you make a mistake. Amen? Because you're not wicked. You're righteous. If God be with us, who can be against us? We are in a time right now where everything is being shaken. I mean, intensely. And during this shaking, the enemy's trying to steal your righteousness, compromise your righteousness, exchange your righteousness. He loves to bring in that, well, maybe. I don't forget when we were casting out devils of this woman, had 30 demons. And one of those demons came up as we were casting out and said to me, where will I go? And I thought for a minute, gosh, I don't know. Wait a minute. It almost tricked me. And I said, come out and go to the pit. But see, they try to play with your emotion. Almost made me feel sorry for that demon. Did I realize it was a demon? You're out of here, homie. Praise God. Psalm 34, 15. Did I say that? All right, let's go there. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all of their troubles. And who gets the troubles? The wicked. The Lord is near to those who have a what? Broken heart, humble, and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of a few of them. Hello, out of all of them. See, when you try to deliver yourself, you don't get delivered. But the Lord will deliver you out of your troubles. Now, we live a life of self-deliverance every single day, don't we? Deliver us from demons. Verse 20. He guards all of his bones and none of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked. You hear that? Evil shall slay the wicked. In other words, they will end up killing each other. And those who hate the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. Wow, what more do we want? The Lord hears and delivers the righteous. We must trust, believe his word. These are his covenant promises to his righteous ones. Are you his righteous one? Then you have covenant. Why? Do you approve what's righteous? Amen. We are approvers. We prove or disapprove. We expose. We don't have to condemn. Anything that's evil is already condemned. James chapter 5, verse 13. No, let's go to Hebrews 12 first. Hebrews 12, verse 7. Hebrews 12, verse 7. Glory. Holding on to righteousness. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews 12, verse 7. Is everybody there? If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom the Father does not chasten? But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. God is going to correct every single child of his. Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they indeed for a few days chasten us as seemed best to them, but he who for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. If you're partakers of his holiness, are you partakers of his righteousness?
Yes.
Now, no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who've been trained by it. Wow. We are trained by chastening also, correction, counsel. Fruit of righteousness. James chapter 5, verse 13. Holding on to righteousness. Holding on to the things that God approves of. You know, during this time of that we hold on, we don't want to become complacent and lazy. We want to maintain that consistency and alertness. Remember, the enemy comes to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. The devil comes as a roaring lion. In other words, he's got a big mouth. He entices you with that presence of his voice. In James 5:13, let's speak it. Is any among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over them, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years, 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its fruits. Fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Remember, God doesn't hear the prayer of a sinner unless he repents. That's the only prayer he hears. Romans 5:12. Romans 5:12. Romans 5:12. Let's speak it. Therefore, just as though one man sin entered the world and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. But the free gift is not like the offense. For if by one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many. And the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned, for the judgment which came from one offense, it resulted in condemnation. But the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in the life through one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as through one man's offense judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so through one man's righteous act the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. For by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. So that as sin reigned in death, so even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Yes. Obedience of righteousness. Isaiah 61:1. Isaiah 61:1. Everybody okay? Holding on to righteousness. Let's speak it together, please. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the what? Trees of righteousness. We're trees of righteousness. The planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Luke 9:23. Trees of righteousness. Make sure you water your tree today. So we fertilize, we water our trees in God's presence and his word. Luke 9:23. We're all there. Let's speak it. Then he said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. And whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and he himself is destroyed or lost? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him the Son of Man will be ashamed when he comes in his own glory. And in his Father's house, of the holy angels. But I tell you truly, there are some standing here today who shall not taste death till they see the kingdom of God. Wow. Denying self. What is self? Self has been is your old man, which feeds off of the tree of good and evil. He will not feed off the tree of knowledge. He can't absorb it nor digest it. Does everybody get that? He does not receive anything according to the newness of your new creation. That's why your battle's always in you too, isn't it? So you got a battle outside and you got a battle inside. Every morning you wake up, that battle starts again. Even while you sleep, you're battling. The only day you're going to get rest is when you get out of here. I mean, we get rest, but it's a different type of rest. In His glory is the greatest rest. There's no voices, no interference, no nothing. You know? 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. So to hold on to righteousness, you got to deny yourself, don't you? Me, myself, and I, the trinity of Satan. You know, so many people are fighting for their lives instead of fighting for the life of Christ. You fight for His life, then He fights for yours. You don't fight for yours first. You fight for His. His life to be manifested in you. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. Finally, all of you be of what? One mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers. Be tender-hearted. Be courteous. Not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil. Let his lips from speaking deceit. And let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do what? Who do wicked. And I'm going to close at 1 John chapter 3. First John chapter 3, verse 7. Hallelujah. Let's speak it together, please. Little children, let no one deceive you. Let me say that again. Don't let nobody deceive you. Don't let that voice deceive you. Don't let that voice of compromise deceive you. Don't let that voice of complacency and laziness deceive you. Don't let the old man's voice deceive you. You know, it only takes a little compromise. Opens the door. Boom. Yeah. Glory. I'm going to go to verse 7. Everybody there? Little children, let no one do what? Deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. Why? You're going to know them by their fruit, right? Is obedience a form of righteousness? Yes. How about rebellion? Unrighteous. Does God approve rebellion? No. Does he approve submission? Yeah, as long as you're submitting to him, not the devil. Verse 8, he who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him. He cannot sin because he's been born of God. In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. So whoever does not practice the things that God approves of, this is not for me. Think about all of these things. Look at how the world is being exposed right now. All the stuff that God disapproves of. And these individuals are approving the things that God disapproves of. I don't care whether they claim themselves to be Christians or not. I speak to many people. It's amazing to me how many people call themselves a Christian and promote those who vote for abortion, not realizing that all that blood is on their hands. And they will be judged the same way as the unrighteous, even though they're called supposed to be righteous. But they're not approving of righteousness. Does everybody get it? It's being exposed. God is shaking everything now. You're either in or out. And shame on those who've come in and then gone out. And the word tells us about all of that. Hallelujah. Verse 11. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning. Amen. That we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was the wicked one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brothers were what? Righteous. So he was approving of things that God approved of. Do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Holding on to righteousness. You know, you already know by the Spirit of God what God approves of and what he disapproves of. You don't have to go to the Lord. Lord, do you approve of this? You already know. Trying to get God's approval of something that's not approvable. Hallelujah. Well, Lord, we just thank you for your word today. Your word of righteousness. Seal this word today, Lord, that we may be sensitive and discerning with wisdom. So that we may hold on to righteousness and expose those things that are disapproving to you. To walk away from them. But abounding in everything that you approve of. And we promise to give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.